This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado's U.S. lawmakers split along party lines in the House vote to take back $9 billion in previously approved funds. It includes over $1 billion for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that supports public TV and radio. Colorado's Republican representatives all voted for the cuts. That includes Jeff Hurd. His district in western and southern Colorado has the most public radio stations in the state.
We need to exercise fiscal responsibility, and I think this is a step in the right direction. Certainly, fundamentally, there is a lot more work to do when it comes to the structural spending issues that we have in our country, and on balance, I think this is a step in the right direction.
One issue raised by Republicans is what they call NPR's left-wing bias. Hurd says he would support efforts on the Senate side to secure funding for rural stations. Meanwhile, Colorado's Democrats voted against the funding rescissions. A note, CPR does receive CPB funding. Several large wildfires continue to burn on the western slope. The Turner Gulch Fire, south of Grand Junction, it's more than 15,000 acres. Rob Powell's a section chief with the team managing that fire. He says some evacuees may be able to return home soon.
Getting those folks back into their homes is super important for us, and we try to do that as soon as we can. So,
the South Rim Fire in Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park stands at more than 4,200 acres as of this afternoon. The National Park Service says the fire destroyed or damaged campgrounds, bathrooms, maintenance facilities across the park's South Rim. It's CPR.